Welcome back to this episode. Today we're going to answer a really good question that was posted in our public Facebook group. And the question is, what is better to pursue in the overage business? Should you pursue older leads or should you pursue newer leads? And I thought this was a really great question, so I wanted to highlight and answer the question here in this episode today. I also posted a more in-depth YouTube video answering this question. But here's the bottom line. First, let's define what's an old lead, what's a new lead in the surplus funds business. This is strictly my opinion, but here you go. A new lead I would consider is a lead where the surplus or the overage was generated less than 12 months ago. So less than a year old. That I would consider a newer lead. Now, if the surplus was generated from the foreclosure or tax sale more than a year ago, I would consider that an old lead. So now that we've defined what's an old lead, what's a new lead, which one is better? The answer is neither one is better. They're both good and they're both fine to pursue. But here are some things that you should take into consideration when you are considering whether to work newer leads or older leads. Let's start off with newer leads. Newer leads are great because a lot of times when you're talking to the potential client, they are more motivated to recover their surplus, right? They just lost a property and they need that money to reestablish themselves. So clients could be more willing to sign up for your services. Now, what you will find also is that newer leads tend to have a little more competition, especially folks who are monitoring auctions and tax sales actively in a lot of places, especially if the sales are being posted online and the sales results are being posted online, it's easy to find out if there's overages from the sales. Then the newer leads you'll find will have more people contacting them. So keep that in mind. Now, the older leads, you find the opposite. A lot of people forget that there are thousands, if not millions of dollars of surplus funds just sitting around from sales that happened 1, 2, 3, 4 years or more of sales. Okay, and that's money just sitting there, and people forget that. And they forget about all these old surplus funds that are sitting around, and they don't pursue them. Now, the downside of the old leads is if there's money sitting there and it's been there for a long time, there is a reason why it's still sitting there. And the reason probably is that, one, nobody can find the claimant. So there's a challenge that you have to overcome. If nobody can find them and they don't know about it, then nobody's claiming it. So that may be a reason why the money's still there. Another obstacle is the claimant may be deceased, and a lot of people don't like to work what I call estate cases. Estate cases are where the claimant has passed away, and now you have to work on behalf of their heirs. Another reason why old surplus funds may still be available is there may be debt associated with it. They may not be the greatest leads, but you just have to do your due diligence, do your research, okay? So those are some pros and cons to both newer leads and older leads. Bottom line, guys, is I don't concern myself with the age of a lead. What I am most concerned about when I am considering pursuing a potential case is there money available? And B, is there a high likelihood that I can recover that money for my client? If the answer to those two questions is yes, then I will move forward with that prospect. If it's a no, then I'll consider and I may not pursue that lead. So hope this helps clarify and answers the question, which lead should you pursue? Newer leads or old leads? At the end of the day, it's your personal preference, but I've given you reasons to consider the pros and cons to considering both new and old leads. Appreciate you listening. If you want to get started with surplus funds, check out our free training at overagesyndicate.com, as well as our YouTube channel of the same name, Overage Syndicate. We'll see you guys in the next episode.